Hello.
Yes, my name is Asia. I'm returning that call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Unemployment Division. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes, and may I speak to the person who requested this call back?
William Coleman, how you doing, Ms. Asia?
Yes, I'm doing good, and how may I assist you?
I was trying to see if I could get a claim open or see if I'm eligible for benefit.
Yes, can I start out by getting your full Social Security number, please?
422-085-354.
Thank you. And can I have you verify your first and last name, please?
William Coleman.
Thank you. Can I also have you verify your date of birth, please?
8/10/1980.
Thank you. And can I have you verify your driver license number, please?
7431704.
Thank you. And can I have your mother's maiden name, please?
Linda Coleman.
Thank you. Give me one moment. And what is your preferred language?
English.
Thank you. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. We came to your fraud acknowledgement. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud? Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punished by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need to only file for trade adjustment assistance, TA benefits?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Did you receive a notification that you have a trade readjustment allowances, TRA certification?
No, ma'am. I've been incarcerated for like the last 18 months, so I got out and I said I was going to try to see if my benefits, what I had, would have been eligible, available, are still there. I'm looking for work also, but I've been out like a month and I ain't found it, so I was like, maybe I could still, in the process of looking for that, try to see about getting benefits what I knew I should have had. So just one of those situations.
Yes, sir. Thank you. To confirm, your first name is spelled W-I-L-L-I-A-M?
Yes, ma'am.
To confirm, your last name is spelled C-O-L-E-M-A-N. That's correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. And can I also have your telephone number, please?
251-620-8461.
Thank you. To confirm, your date of birth is 8/10/1980.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. To confirm, your mother's maiden name is Coleman?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And do you have a driver's license?
My license was suspended for child support, but when I just recently got out and I went to get my ID, they gave me my license number, though, but it's still an ID, so I don't know if they did away with the ID and just put me on one, but they did it like that. So I don't know how that works.
So I do apologize, sir, for each question. You will have to answer either yes or no. So do you have a driver license?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. And you do have an Alabama non-driver ID, that's correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And can I have you confirm the Alabama non-driver ID number, please?
743-1704.
Thank you. And may I please have your race?
Ma'am?
May I please have your race?
Black.
Thank you. And may I please have your ethnicity? Are you non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Thank you. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
A semester of college.
Thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. And can I have your residential country?
United States.
Thank you. Can I have your residential address?
5 Borer Avenue.
I can barely hear you, so you have to speak up for me, please. Can I have you say the address again, please?
Yes, ma'am. 5, the number 5, that's all it is by itself. Borer Avenue.
Thank you. And can I have the residential city, please?
Pritchard, Pritchard, Alabama, 36610.
Thank you. And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Can I have the occupation for the last job that you clocked out on and also the work description, please?
I was a surveyor for Aerotech. I worked for GRW through.
So I'm not understanding, sir. I do apologize. What was your work description? What all did they have you doing on the job?
I was measuring, locate storm drains and getting the measurement and taking down data if they were clogged or unclogged.
Thank you. One moment. So to get a better understanding, sir, were you a laborer?
Surveyor. I was a surveyor. That's what I said.
I do apologize. I did not hear you. I'm sorry about that. Give me one moment. And are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Thank you. Do you obtain work excessively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Probably I'll say around 50.
Thank you. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept? For example, $10.50.
around $15.
Thank you. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
Am I one?
The question, are you a corporate officer for a business? I can barely hear you. What is your answer, sir?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you currently working with Sunley on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you applied for your receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April the 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with health federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking and savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking and savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer, direct deposit or keep state debit?
Direct deposit.
Thank you. Would you like for it to go to your checking or your savings?
Checking.
Thank you. And can I have your routing number, please?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on 1 second.
Yes, sir.
You want the routing number for the checking account?
I would need your routing number.
03.
That's correct.
I'm giving it to you now.
Okay.
03-110-1279.
Thank you so much. And can I have you confirm that routing number, please?
03-110-1279.
Thank you. Can I also have your bank account number, please?
156-141-360-388.
And can I have you confirm that bank account number, please?
156-141-360-388.
Thank you. So this account or routing number has been blocked. Do you just want to do the state debit card?
You said it's been blocked. Why you said it's been blocked? What to make it be blocked?
You will have to get in contact with the inquiry department for those questions. And that number you will have to dial is 800-361-4524. That's Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. for a next business day phone call.
Oh, well, just do the, hold on. I got them. Wait a minute. I can use my other, what's it called? I'm coming back. I'm pulling it up.
Yes, sir.
That was a Chime account, though. I don't know if that's why I want to let it do it or what. I don't know.
So I do apologize. It would have to be a bank you can walk inside.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably why. So now you just can send the card there because my other one is the same thing. Like
Thank
a prepaid
you.
Account.
Yes, sir. So you have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits. by the Alabama Advantage Prepaid Benefits Card. If you already have a tan color Alabama Advantage card, that card is good until the valid through dates on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Advantage prepaid account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, that card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Advantage prepaid account. The Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card is issued by a commercial bank. Commercial charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, a $0 network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out of network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls, and a $1.35 fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 in activity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Commercial bank charges two other types of fees. There are card replacement fees, $4 for regular delivery, and $19 for expedited delivery. International transaction fee, excluding ATM withdrawal and balance inquiry fee, which is 2% of transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft for credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. What was the name of the last company that you clocked out on?
Aerotech.
Thank you so much. And can I also have the company's telephone number, please?
Oh, hold on.
Yes, sir.
Uh, 410-694-5100.
Thank you. Can I have the work location, city, and the state, please?
Hanover, Hanover, Maryland.
Thank you. Can I have your employment start date, the month, the day, and the year?
September 2021.
Thank you. Can I have the last day work, the month, the day, and the year, please?
August 2022.
I can barely understand you. What was the day also?
The 5th.
Thank you. And for your employment start date, I can barely understand you. What was the day also?
September 17th.
Thank you. And why are you no longer working? Did you quit or were you fired?
The project ended.
Thank you. One moment. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. What about sick pay?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. What about holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Give me 1 second. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. So can I have you verify your first name, last name, and full social security number?
William Coleman, 422-085354.
Thank you. One moment. Give me 1 second. And I do apologize for the wait. I'm still here. Thank you for being patient.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm still here. Thank you for being patient. I'm still here. Thank you for being patient.
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Give me one moment. I do apologize for the way my computer's loading. Thank you for being patient. I hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I certify and depend upon the jury that the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to my best of my knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I understand that it is my responsibility to read and familiarize myself with the consonants of the Claim and Benefit Handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. We came to your closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. Information booklet, benefits, rights, and responsibilities contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to file the instruction listed in the booklet causes a denial of benefits. The process you just completed for your unemployment claim, filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use counting weeks beginning on Sunday, ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claim portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or by telephone at our toll-free number, which is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12 or 1 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Fridays. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as described by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. additional instructions on the benefits, rights, and responsibilities booklet. Exemptions to work search requirements are made of the following: acting union members who have submitted proof of good standing with the union, employees who want to verify short-term layoff, claimants to send direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. So if you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless your employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week results in denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. So we have completed your unemployment claim, and I also have your transaction number available for you to write down once you're ready.
Do I have to write it down?
So this is confirming that your claim was completed today.
I don't have him available, but I'll get one. Hold on. That's why.
Yes, sir.
I can put it in my text. Hold on. What is it, ma'am?
Yes, sir. So it's 489.
489.
877-877-505. That's correct. And we also have your PIN number available for you also. The PIN number is 5354, and you use that to file your claim each and every week.
All right, I got a 489-877-505 transaction number.
That's correct.
And the PIN 5354.
That's correct. You use that to file your claim each and every week.
All right, quick question. So how would I know if I'm eligible for the benefit or not?
They would send you a letter in the mail confirming if you are approved for the benefits or not.
Okay, man.
Okay, yes, sir. And is there any further assistance needed?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I hope you enjoy your day.
You too. Same to you.
Thank you, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.